It's an honor to be here tonight. I want to salute the leadership of the fellowship and the entire student body for coming out tonight. So much hunger, so much expectation. Your expectations will not be cut short. KNUST! Akwaba! I came with my friend, Mr. Nana, Pastor Raynard Kusi, Pastor Wina Sunday came with me from Nigeria. Distraction from the way. Remove every distraction from the way. It's a moment of encounter. The hungry hearts here tonight will be the ones to receive something. I see there are over 5 different overflows. Even if you are outside, don't be distracted. The only difference is this wall. But everything happening inside will happen to you outside. Are you ready tonight? Lift your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. At some point in this meeting, as I'm sharing, people will begin to shout. When we hit that point in this meeting, then the message will stop and God will begin to minister. You will leave this meeting and your life will never remain the same again. Men will rise up in this land. The land will be too small for the voices that will rise. The voices that we emerge from this nation. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. God has an eternal agenda. Thank you, Lord. The agenda of God is from eternity past into eternity future. And some point in the cycles of eternity, he decided to bring mortals into the game and the league of immortals. So our participation in the agenda of God is a dot in the cycles of eternity. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The whole time that is allocated to the human race is just a fraction in the cycles of eternity. Now, robust as the agenda of God is, the story of the human race is a dot in what God is doing. Now, when you return and condescend to the race called man, the agenda of God that the totality of human existence is a dot in, is still fragmented into different portions. Because of the focus nature of that which God is doing. So, it's like many fragments in human story, and yet human story is a dot in eternity. So our season and our generation is one of the many generations that we exist in the story of the human race. So what we are about to experience did not begin with us, and it will not end with us. But whether our generation will be part of the story of God or not is dependent on our discernment of what God is doing and our participation in the same. Because if we fail to discern and to participate, our generation from what God is doing, and the impact will not reflect in eternity. He is that big. So when we talk about revival, it's bigger than a man. It is the heritage of a generation. So every man that is included is favored by reason of divine ordination. I said that to let you know that every one of us that is hearing the news of that which is to come is highly favored. So the things I want to share with you tonight is not only going to make you relevant in your lifetime, it will make you become a part of the story of God. Because when God tells the story, he doesn't tell the story of time. He tells the story of the purposes fabricated into the civilizations of God. So a man who is not captured in that story is obliterated from the history of God. He said, wherever this gospel is preached, her name will be remembered as a memorial. He said, from the time of John, John inherited a whole generation because he was the only one that discerned it. This is not a number-based reality. It's based on your discernment and participation. A whole generation was wielded to John because only John discerned what God was doing. And if one man can discern it, it is enough. Before John knew what God was doing, there was 400 years of darkness. So four generations perished, and it didn't mean anything to God until the time of John. We are talking about something that is bigger than the family you came from. We are talking about the history of God and his agenda. does God allow revival? It's because a generation departs from his agenda. So when God wants to bring men back to his agenda, there is an outpouring. Before a revival begins, you see people seeking the face of God until God pours out his spirit. And by reason of the outpouring of the spirit of God, many giants emerge. But over time, those giants begin to build systems and they forget about the agenda of God. The agenda of God is not in a system, it's a move of his spirit. When men begin to build systems in the spirit, it is called Babel. Babel is an attempt of men making a name for themselves. But in the equation of God, men are supposed to run into the name of the Lord, which is a strong power. The moment we run from the power of the name of God and we want to build a name for ourselves, where the move of God is fragmented into individual giants with big monuments that they call systems, God will pour his spirit again. So that other faceless and nameless men who are willing to run into the tower of God's name will take that mantle and advance the agenda of God.
So when next you have hunger, it's not just you wanting to pray.
of his spirit. It's the summer of his spirit. It's the seduction of his spirit. Be God, leave the 20 and 4 elders and come look for you. Yes, that's the agenda of God. Every time there is a revival, what God did was that he abandoned the 20 and 4 elders. He left the cherubims, he left the four beasts, and he came back to humanity and he said, Adam, where are thou? So in the day of revival, man becomes the most important thing in the whole universe of God, because God comes looking for him. Moses was in Egypt. 400 years they were in captivity and they didn't know what was going on. But they suddenly, Moses, the Bible said, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God, and then he saw a bush burning that was not consumed. Every time a revival is about to start, God initiates it. When you hear revival, revival is not a tale. The monarch is about to step out of his throne again and walk on the face of the earth to call upon your name. George, Anita, Mercy, where are you? Mensa, where are you? He's about to leave his throne again and to walk through the borders of Ghana to call upon men. So the men who discern, they know it's not just prayer meeting as usual. The Elohim is summoning them. Elohim is summoning his men. You may think you are the only one hungry until you call somebody in Ethiopia. And then it tells you the same experience you are having in your bedroom. That's the same experience he's having. And then you call somebody in Nigeria and it tells you the same experience you are having. Because what you don't know is that God is drawing his men. He said in the 30th month, in the 30th year, on the 4th month, on the 5th day, Ezekiel 1 verse 1, I was among the captives by the river Kabbalah. Saw visions of God. When it begins to happen, then know that the alarm of the spirit is about to be blasted. The reason many are not a part of revival is because they can't discern the movement. They can't discern. The church in Israel had become big until it became a monument. They had 70 Sanhedrin members. They had two high priests, but it's not about structure. It's about discernment. 70 Sanhedrin members, two high priests. How come they couldn't discern? But there was a young lad. He said he was in the wilderness until the day of his showing forth. And when he came out, he said, the one that sent me, the same said unto me, because the spirit came to him and wrote him. If you don't discern the summons of the immortals, you will not be part of the agenda. This is not religion. This is not church activity as usual. It's the move of the spirit. So most of you, the Holy Ghost will begin to guide your steps into the wilderness. You may be in the palace of Pharaoh, but suddenly the Holy Ghost begin to guide yourself, because it is in order that you see a bush burning that is not consumed. In the comfort of the palace, you can't pick the signals from heaven. Many will still be doing church business and ministry as usual until warriors begin to come out of the wilderness. Warriors, and suddenly they will seize the territory. When the revival of the early church was about to start, it was God that told them, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Something is about to come.
among his men. So when you sense that pull,
it's because you are part of an army.
You may be a church leader, you may be a businessman, you may be a politician. When you sense that pull, know that you are being recruited into an army. Many will step out of their comfort zone. Many will step out of their position. It's because there is a trumpet in Zion.
He said, blow the trumpet in Zion.
Sound an alarm upon his holy mountain, that the inhabitants of the earth may tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh unto thee. He said, it's a day of darkness, for gross darkness shall cover the field, but as the dew of morning. He said, an army will arise, and there have never been like them. Neither shall there be, even after the days of many generations. When revival comes, God seduces men. I'm not talking about a gift. I'm talking about discerning the season and aligning with the season. When a generation does not discern the summon of God, God will leap over them, because he's called Ancient of Days. Where he dwells, there's no time. He was, he is, and he is to come. He is beginning and end. There's no time with him. So a generation of necessity must hear the alarm upon the mountains of God. I know you are a doctor. I know you are a lawyer. I know you are an engineer. I know you are a politician. But have you heard the trumpet on the mountain? Have you heard the sound of the trumpet? Have you heard the sound? Have you heard? Don't join the world. The world will come later when the revival has begun. But those God uses, they hear the sound. They hear the sound. I was in the isle called Patmos, and I heard a voice behind me as of a trumpet. And as I turned, revival begins with a summon. The summon will break the status quo. The summon will break your pride. It will break your ambition. It will break your trust until God becomes your greatest motivation. In case you don't know what is happening, I'm telling you the story of the season. The reason nothing satisfies you anymore is because you are hearing a trumpet. Connor, the Lord sounds a trumpet in your borders. Awake, thou that sleepeth, for the day of the Lord is upon us. Some of you, it looks as if nothing is working. He says, summon. Come up here. Come up here.
The horns of the altar.
Spirit, and as you kneel down to pray, you will leap out of your room and you will hover over the land, and God will give you your portion. An apostle is not a teacher, he is a witness of a reality. My messages are not from Bible study, they come from encounters and dealings. So I came as a witness of a last day, and I stretch my hands to you. Come up hither. Aliyah, hey, ah, Aliyah, hey, ah, Aliyah, hey, some of you are having angelic encounters even right now. Yes, I provoke that impartation. I command the fountains of the great deep open. There is a summon going on in the spirit. It's not a time to wear suit and tie and call yourself a fellowship president. It's time to fight into the army of God. The ranks of the army are being allocated. The ranks, watchers are being ordained, warriors are being ordained, trumpeters are being ordained, pastors, preachers, apostles, evangelists, revivalists are being recruited. Elena Calade, Aliyah, hey, ah, Aliyah, hey, ah. The second protocol of revival is our response in prayer. He said when he saw the bush burning, in Exodus 3 verse 2, he said, I will turn to see. I will turn. That turning is prayer. And he said, when he turned, and God saw that he turned. If God doesn't see that we turn, God will not respond. He said, when God saw that he turned, when God saw that he turned, that was when God called him from the burning bush. Many are not turning. When we call for prayer all night, it's the turning. The turning. He said, I was in the eye called Patmos. I heard a sound as of a trumpet and I turned. If a generation does not turn in prayer, if a generation does not turn in repentance, they can't receive the outpouring. When Ezekiel saw the vision, he said he turned. A generation that sees revival is a generation that turns in prayer. It's a generation that turns in repentance. It's a generation that turns in brokenness. Only those who turn will be coronated for revival. It's not the pastors. It's not the prophet. Sometimes it's fishermen that turn. Sometimes it's not the men in the tabernacle. It is fishermen that turn. And everyone who turns, it doesn't matter. You can be a carpenter. You can be a novice. You can be an illiterate. You can be a beggar. You can be a weakling. All you need to do is turn. How many people want to turn tonight? Maragava, Eleganato Zabakade, Eriana Tabalado, Rakiba Tabar, Mantekeze, Evala, Evala, Evala. Can I shock you? Many general overseers will not turn. So when revival comes, they will go to the back. Many bishops will not come. So when revival comes, they will go to the back. Meanwhile, there are many babes, many sucklings, many weaklings that will come. And when they come from the wilderness, they will come with the brightness of the firmament. They will come with the glory of the heavens. They will come with the powers of the ages to come. The powers of the ages to come belong to those who will turn. Yes, there is a turning. A generation must turn from iniquity and idolatry. Idolatry of self. Idolatry of wickedness. Idolatry of backbiting. Idolatry of competition. It's about me. A generation must turn. Because until we turn, we cannot quit idolatry. When revival comes, it's not the apostles that shine. It's not the prophet that shine. It's everyone that turns. You may come to a church and then it's the ushers that turns. The ushers. Did you read about Azusa Street revival? William Smear went to the church as a visitor. The pastor locked the door and pursued him, but he turned. He turned. And where he went to, that was where the whole nation went to. The whole nation. It doesn't matter who is in the cathedral today. It doesn't matter who is in the auditorium today. It doesn't matter who is in the theater. It matters who turns. Who turns? If you turn, the hand of God came upon Elijah and he outran the chariots of Ahab, even unto Jezreel. So river flow, let it ever river flow in your church once again. Let it ever, 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 You must turn to the Lord in prayer so that your pride will break, your ego will break, your lust will break, the competition will break, the backbiting will break. The iniquity of the sanctuary must go down for the outpouring. Because every road will be leveled, every mountain will give way, for a king is about to walk through the borders of our city. So channels of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let it call unto Him. Open up. Channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. No boundaries, no limits. Open up. Let it call unto me. Open up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Forget about this man on the altar. Focus on heaven. Channels of my spirit. Open up. I am with the Father. Open up. Please help them so they are not injured. Open up. Manda farakido. Zalia fanai kasazave kanat. Many are still holding on to idols. It's time to turn. Tell the Lord now, I give up everything. I turn in prayer. I turn in prayer. I turn in prayer. I turn in prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When a generation turns to the Lord, then the top protocol is activated. It's called the outpouring of the Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit precedes the turning of a generation. Stop singing. Who is singing? The outpouring precedes the turning of a generation. He said, they prayed, and when they were in one accord, they heard a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Oh, can I tell you something? The outpouring is not water. Every time the outpouring of revival happens, it is fire that God pours. There is something about revival and fire. Moses said he saw a bush burning. It was not consumed. Ezekiel saw a fire burning and evolving. And in the day of Pentecost, cloven tongues as on fire rest upon them. Do you know why we forget protocol? Because the outpouring is a fire. Do you know why we challenge the status quo? Because the outpouring is fire. A man on fire does not understand protocol. Have you seen a man on fire? He's burning. He's running. Because the king's business requires haste. If a generation does not receive a baptism of fire, they cannot provoke the agenda of God. For he maketh his angels spirits, but his ministers flames of fire. In the day of revival, you can't find a man composed and coordinated. Very soon, It will be too hot to wear suit. What will we wear will be coverings of fire, because we'll be like the seraphims. We won't come for meetings with suits. It will not be packaging. It will be the fire of the Holy Ghost pouring out to people like a river that is endless. In the day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord summoned, and his train filled the temple, and I saw the seraphims. The ministry of the seraphims is the ministry of revival. As I'm talking to you now, there are 24 people about to come under the fire of God. There is a garment of fire. It's about to fall upon you. It's a download from heaven. It's a garment of fire. 24. They will begin to scream. They will shout. They can't bear it. If it's not happening to you, just stay focused. 24 carriers of fire. Please help them so they are not injured. In the name of Jesus, please be calm. In the name of Jesus, listen. Some of you are wearing gloves of fire. These ones are healers. Some of you, your tongue is being touched with fire. Some of you, your feet are being put in fire. I'm seeing something like a whirlwind outside the auditorium. It's carrying men and taking them to the place of ascension. It's like a whirlwind. As I speak now, everybody caught up in that whirlwind. Step into that dimension. Step into that dimension. Like the rain, let it fall. Like fire, like the rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like the rain, let it fall. Like fire, like the rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like the rain, let it fall. The fourth protocol of revival is the move of power. When the outpouring takes place, what follows is signs and wonders. There has never been a revival that is not characterized with signs and wonders. Because the world, what they see is the move of power. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, when the Spirit came upon them, they spoke, the heart of men was pricked, and they moved forward. And they said great grace was upon them, and with great power, they gave them witness to the resurrection of Jesus. And so the miraculous followed. And then raising of the dead follows. As I am speaking now, I've seen a young man. You are dark in complexion. You are carrying a full hair. There is an impartation for raising the dead upon your life. And so right now, touch. Young ladies that we empty wheelchairs in this place, young ladies that we speak to cripples, they will rise right now in the name of Jesus. I release that impartation. Touch. we function as gods in the demonic realm. Women that we rule over sicknesses and infirmity. The angels of healing are here now. If you are sick in your body, place your hands there. The angels of healing have come. You are sick, place your hands there. Your eyes, your ears, joints. As the impartation is going on, healings will be taking place. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity, inside, outside. I bind you, and in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, I command you, come out of their bodies. Be still. Please be still. In Jesus' name. I take authority over spirits of infirmity. Right now, be bound in the name of Jesus. Be bound in the name of Jesus. I command the chains of sickness break in the name of Jesus. Ears open. I see. I command pains go. Joints be loose. Organs be healed. If you couldn't walk, stand up and begin to walk. I command those chains to fall. Break. I see. Ears, hear. Bones, tendons, receive strength. Organs be healed. The spirit of anxiety is leaving someone. Restiveness. Come out. Come out. Those who couldn't walk, stand up and begin to walk. Those who couldn't see, begin to see. Begin to hear. I command every contradiction in your stomach free in the name of Jesus. There are seven of you receiving impartation for the healing anointing. As I'm speaking now, that oil is resting upon you. It's resting upon you. How shall we serve them so they are not eaten? Somebody is having an angelic encounter right now as I speak. Most of you, you are already healed. Somebody has not been able to sleep for many days now. The spirit of anxiety just left you. Who is that person? For many days, you've not been able to sleep. You've been restless. The spirit of anxiety just left. Who is the person? Wave at me. Come to the front here.
In the name of Jesus. Please be silent. Be silent. Be silent. The angels of healing are not just healing. Please be silent. Peace be still. People have been anointed for healing right now. Some of them will start screaming. It's not their fault. It's what's happening to them. As I'm speaking, it's happening in the spirit. It's the operation of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. We are running out of time. In the name of Jesus. Now, listen to me. Everybody that have been healed in this meeting will leave here and go to heal the sick. When God begins to move, strange things happen. About to start vomiting outside. There is an implantation in your belly. It's about to come out. Come out of her. Now, if you notice there is a change already, I want to lay hands on these people. They will live here and they'll begin to minister to the sick. Peace be still. There was a challenge with your knee. It was locked. You couldn't stretch it. You couldn't hear. You couldn't see. Now there is a change. Wave at me. Let me see. You are in this hall. You've noticed the change. There is a change already. Inside, peace be still. There is an impartation I need to do tonight. This is why I'm trying to calm things down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those of you here, thank you so much. You can step down. If you have noticed a healing, please come up quickly. We'll do that for just 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, stop coming. Inside, outside, you've noticed a healing, come quickly. It's not about the testimony. I want to touch you quickly. Because there's a mandate that will come upon your life from tonight. I don't even have time to take the testimony. Please run out. 1 minute is gone. No need for the coordination. Let them come quickly. I'm working with time. Quickly, come up. I'm not taking the testimony. Come up. I just want to touch them. Don't need them. Stand here. Come this way so you don't step on them. Most people have already been healed, but it's not even about the healing. No, wait. If you are healed, if you are not healed, don't come here. number of people that have been healed. How many of you had an ear-related challenge? Ear condition. You were healed of an ear condition. How many of you were healed of an eye condition? There's a young lady that growth left your body. Is there anybody like that? You said a growth left your body. Ask the person come out. Is there anybody here like that? There is a growth. A growth left somebody's body. Is the person here? I know some of them are still under the power. Why others are still coming? Come on. I'm not saying what I'm saying to psych you. You will see some of these guys in lecture halls. They will pray for the sick. They will be healed. A strange phenomenon is about to begin in Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. The last protocol of revival is discipleship. When the signs and wonders bring the world, then we sit down to disciple them. That's when God raises technocrats. And most of you here, you may not be traveling up and down. Don't be discouraged. You may be a disciple. The most important phase of disciple of your revival is the discipleship phase. That's when the harvest is not lost. If you are a pastor, don't begin to talk like an apostle. Your value is not in your title. Your value is in your assignment in the move of God. Is there anybody who had an anemic situation?
Yes.
Something that has to do with anemia. It affected your mobility. You will lose strength or something. Is there anybody here like that? Strength, you couldn't walk, you've been weak, you have been healed. Who is that person? Come. You were healed of your spine. What happened to your spine? Your spine for years, but you've been healed. You had a bone marrow related condition. The same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. If there are heritages with fathers, some of us have collected them. The things happening with us is not a coincidence. I've been impacted by Benihim. And listen, I want to tell you so you know what wants to come upon you. Because God sent some of us ahead. I'm a young man like you. But God sent some of us ahead to preserve the heritage for a generation. This is why I came. I didn't come here to preach an excellent message. Most of you have heard my messages before you came here. I came here to give you an inheritance. Generation. That's where everywhere I go, I must release impartation of people. And tonight, most of you didn't come for a message. You came to receive an impartation and an encounter. The hour has come. The hour has come.
Is telling me, he said, ask of me rain in the time of the latter rain, and I will cause bright clouds. And he said, every grass in the field shall be watered. Every grass. Just lift your hands toward heaven. Only the keyboard. Father, such as I have. Now, be quiet. Only the keyboard. Father, such as I have, tonight, these ones have expressed hunger. Such as I have received from the fathers. Thank you. warriors, revivalists, healers, rise from Ghana. Touch. Touch. Angels of the presence. Angels of the presence.
Administration of the anointing. If everywhere gets rowdy, it becomes difficult. You don't receive with your hand. You are not of the flesh. You receive with your faith. Some people at the back there, they will live here and receive. I was ministering in Accra yesterday, and I said, I summon ancient mantles. Somebody was watching in the United States of America. In his room, via the internet, Elisha entered his room. He was not in the hall. He was not in Ghana. He was watching on the internet, but his spirit was open. Elisha entered the room and began to minister to the person. In the US, these are not emotional people, but there was a reality that our faith connected to.
There are ancient mantles in Ghana that is about to minister to somebody. Some of you, as you are on your way going home, an angel will walk with you. When I return, I'm not taking on the radio. But listen, we are trumpeters. And until revival comes, we will not rest. So, by the way, I was almost going to come here with Dulce Doyeka. He's currently in Accra. But we had some challenge with flight logistics. But when next we are coming, you will not hear channels of my spirit on the internet. I am coming here with Evangelist Lawrence Oyo. I'm coming here with Theophilus Sunday. It's a move of the Spirit. I'm coming here with Apostle Victor Ogben. I'm coming here with Apostle Joel Ogben. With Apostle Emmanuel Heffer. You don't know some dangerous young men that God is raising. And we will partner with young prophets here in Ghana that have a testimony of character and accuracy in the prophetic. And we will turn your campuses upside down. Like the days of SU Revival, a new move of God will begin again. Lift your hands toward heaven. Everybody that have labored to make this meeting a success, the Lord replenish you a thousandfold. None of your steps shall slide. The hand of God will be mighty upon you all the days of your life. From your loins, generous will arise. And every time you need a man, God himself will send you help from the sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I just came here to test the waters. Obviously, Ghana is ripe for revival. Lift your hands toward heaven and bless the Lord. Everything you have received from this meeting, you will not lose it. You will go with it and utilize it to the fullest. Thank you, Father. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace. May the Lord name his name upon you. Everywhere you go, be a kingdom ambassador and establish the government and the dominion of heaven. So let it be written, and so let it be established in Jesus' precious name. God bless you. See you again.
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you. Blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.